It's a warm, sunny fall morning, fragrant and dewy. Cicadas tick and trill. We're walking along a nature trail in northern New York State, destination a new wildlife viewing platform on the verge between some woods and a marsh. On our way, of course, David Sibley is looking up.
Let's take another look at these chickadees. They're sounding more interesting.
It's a good time of year for birding. Fall migrants are passing through, and we've come to a good place. The trail takes us from deep woods to a bright, sandy area that's growing up to berries and birches. It looks like heavy equipment was through here not long ago. Not pretty, but good for birders.
It's kind of ironic that the bird watchers end up going to all the disturbed habitats and the open fields and even garbage dumps, and then avoid the thousands of acres of unbroken forest, which is so important to the birds, but not much visited by bird watchers.
Sibley's Audubon bird books, 5 so far, exemplify a new generation of field guides. They push past identification towards art. The illustrations are highly skilled, detailed, and lush, fitting inheritors of the Audubon name. Sibley works from sketches made in the field, checking details against photographs, specimens, and a lifetime of mental images. Now in his 40s, Sibley started drawing birds when he was 5. Drawing and looking have gone together ever since.
I don't do art so much for art's sake, but for information. I do the sketches and illustrations of birds to record the details, to record information about them so that I can remember it and pass it on to other people. So I'm able to draw other things, but unless I have some sort of information I want to record about it, that it doesn't hold the same appeal.
We're in the woods again. Sunlight filters through a high canopy of maple, cherry, and hemlock. The group is strung out as we pick our way through the underbrush. Walking is a little hairy, with uneven ground underfoot and our eyes on the treetops. But before long, we're at the marsh, climbing the viewing platform. Sibley sets up his scope, but most of the time, we're just looking around.
There's a blue jay in that, that half-dead treetop in the distance.
Sibley quotes Yogi Berra in his Birding Basics book. You can observe a lot just by watching. But this is a practiced way of watching.
Well, things like that blue jay, I heard it before I saw it. But I think one of the big skills in bird watching is watching for movement and seeing the difference between a bird moving and a leaf falling. And also you get a sense for where to look. Not necessarily where the birds are most likely to be, but where you're most likely to see one. There's no point, or not much point, in looking through the deep, shady woods, because even if a bird is moving in there, you're not likely to see it. But if you scan the treetops and the edges and the open sky, you have a good chance of seeing a bird in one of these treetops.
And you listen.
Yeah.
A sharp chip means a swamp sparrow somewhere. Sibley tries the universal call, but it won't show itself.
You never know. It might have climbed up onto a twig somewhere and be just sitting there in the sun looking at us right now.
Bird watching takes a lot of time.
Yeah, it's a big commitment.
Are we being, in general, too noisy?
No. Birds don't mind noise that much. They're much more sensitive to movement. One of the worst things you can do is point at a bird. If you see a bird and say, "Oh, look at that," and point, it will almost invariably take off and fly away or duck down and under cover. But if you don't move, you can shout and say, "Look over here."
Most of the group getting this impromptu lesson has put in some serious time with their own binoculars and field guides. There's a friendly but ongoing competition of sightings and stories, and a sense that we should be able to show Sibley something unusual, but we don't. Neither do we cover a lot of ground. From the marsh, it's a quick walk back to the parking lot. It is how it is, a simple success.
In the sense that we got outdoors early in the morning and we saw a bunch of birds, that was a very successful bird walk. A bird walk is really a bird watch more than a walk. And I tend to go very slowly when I'm bird watching.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Martha Foley.